Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Heezy from live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This is hour number three of a three-hour show with my man Ephraim Salam. Let's go to basketball, and of course, the Boston Celtics have found themselves. And now they've won the last two games. They've blown out the Heat in the last two games. And they are not on the verge yet because they still have to take care of business in game six first. But Ephraim, they are on the verge, or getting close, I should say, to making history and becoming the first team ever to come back from a 3-0 deficit. And one thing I think you can speak to that only a handful of people, i.e. ex-professional athletes or current professional athletes, can speak to is, because I played college ball, basketball, and one thing I just feel like as an athlete, Ephraim, we on the outside, we're like, man, they're down 3-0. There is no way they're coming back. They, you know, they're done. But I would think as an athlete, particularly when you're the better team, at least, you know, your record was way better. You've beaten that team last year in the playoffs. You have the most talent. It's one thing if you know they're better, right? Like, and which is what happens in most 3-0 series. You know they're better. That's why they're up 3-0. This is a different animal. This is the worst, in my opinion, the worst team is up 3-0. And so do you agree that as an athlete, while we're on the outside saying, man, they ain't going, there's no way they're going to win four in a row, they're looking at it like it's one game. We're better. All we got to do, this one game, it's a long game. We have a chance. We can go out there and prove that we're better each and every night. Like, I even played, when I played, we played teams I knew were better. Like, their record was better. They had beaten us before. Going into the game, I felt like we going to get it done tonight. I really did, and we didn't a lot of times, most times. But you felt, you know, like you really feel that way.
Of course. You're an athlete.
So, right, is it? It's different. like, Boston is not looking at it like we are. Like, oh, my gosh, this is a mammoth obstacle for them. Am I right in that, the way they're looking at it?
Yeah, you are right in the way they're looking at it. If you're a Celtic, what you're saying is one game at a time. We're not talking about game seven. We don't care about game seven because there is no game seven without game six. 2 games ago, there was no game five without game four.
Right.
So you're one of the – when you compartmentalize it and say, you mean to tell me we can't go out here and win one game? We can't go win one game. Everybody in this locker room, all the talent in here, you mean to tell me we can't go out and win one game? Can you hustle and dive on the ground and dive in the stands for one game? The answer is, of course, yes. But when you make it, we got to win four in a row.
Right.
Right? That seems daunting. So you got to shut that part of your brain off, and you got to individualize each and every game, each and every possession. That's how you conquer an insurmountable feat. And we're seeing them do that. The hustle level, the defense, the 50-50 balls.
Yep.
The getting back in transition defense. The chasing Miami off the three-point line. We're seeing them do that, and they didn't do it in the first three games.
Yep.
Now, to combat that, that same mentality is in the – it's over. One game.
Right, right. All we got
they
got to
beat us four times. We got to win one. You mean to tell me we can't win one out of four?
It's a
psychological thing within that locker room and how you're looking at the challenge ahead of you.
The Heat, and look, I agree. They're thinking we gonna win, like Jimmy Butler said, we about to win the next game. But the dip to me, this is on Boston. Boston can make history if they bring their A game, and that means just hustling and executing and doing what they do because they are the more talented team. And people shouldn't – I think in a moment of truth, Miami might even admit that. On paper, there's no doubt they're the more talented team.
No doubt.
So if they just bring it, they should win. And I'll say this, Ephraim, as they're getting close to potentially making history, like even if they win game six, and we – I think Kerry said it, that if, you know, they win game six, they got it. And that's what a lot of people are saying, right? I would pick them in game seven, but I would not, like, be like, oh, it's over. They got this because of them. Because they should right. never have been down 3-0. They don't bring their A game for a week and a half straight. And just like this, they have trouble handling prosperity. And if they get up or if they tie this thing 3-3, they've won three straight. They're at home. Maybe Gabe Vincent is still out for all we know. That's prosperity. And everybody's in the world saying it's over. And you're about to make history. And you're going to be the first team to come back from 3-0 out of 151 teams. I would pick them. But, man, it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit if they push this thing to 7 and lay an egg on their home floor in game 7.
Yeah, we've seen that. But we've also seen a sensational game 7 by Tatum.
I hope they do it.
Right.
But they usually do that when their backs are against the wall. Now, granted, I guess that's your backs against the wall, right?
But, every game. Every
but it's kind of not because right. now it's even.
Miami's in position, and they have been for two games, for this to be over. I think Miami's coached too well. I think they're going to get a little bit healthier. And I think at home – I think they're going to leave it all out there. So much so that if Boston does come away with the win, Miami will be spent. Because that's how you got to play.
That makes sense.
Tomorrow is your game seven. You can't – like, you have to go into tomorrow's game with the mentality of, this is our game seven. We will be eliminated if we lose this game. And if Miami does that, we're going to see a different Miami team than we saw the last two games.
So, and to your – so what you're saying too, though, is if they lose, if they do all that,
and lose, it's over.
We
it's
had
over
the
anyway.
Best strategy, right? We had it's the best anyway. Strategy. Yep. I hear you, but Boston is just fickle. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They are fickle, and I agree with you on what you said about Miami, particularly as it relates to, I'm just going to say it, a Caleb Martin, a Max Strus, a Duncan Robinson. Yeah, they happen to be three undrafted players. I don't think the one guy who won't be that way, and there's a few, I think, but the one guy is Jimmy Butler. I don't think he's going to be like, man, we did everything we could. We still lost. This is over. He's been through too much. And I also think Kyle Lowry. Now, Kyle, at this stage of his career, can only do so much. But I think he also would have a strong mentality in that situation. But I hear you. That makes a lot of sense. And Butler only had 14. Here's the thing with Butler, even. And this is why I did trust Tatum, one reason, more than Butler last night. Obviously, Tatum, as you said, has stepped up in elimination games. But also, Jimmy has been carrying this team through Milwaukee, through New York, and now through Boston. He has had to do what no one else. Jokic hasn't had to do this. LeBron, KD, Booker, Tatum. Like, they all got help. LeBron got two, right, him and AD. Jokic has Jamal Murray. Steph had, you know, Klay and Draymond. Tatum has Brown. Embiid had Harden. Like, they all got another guy, with all due respect to Bam and the crew. Jimmy has had to carry a load no one else has had to, and I don't think it's worn him down mentally. But it might wear you down. You just can't do it because he's not LeBron. We're not talking about a super-duper all-time great here. We're talking about an all-star who may end up working his way into the Hall of Fame.
So Jimmy Butler only took 10 shots last game. Jimmy Butler won't just take 10 shots this next game, game six. Jimmy Butler will get upwards of about 26 shots up. If he's on, they cooked. Because what that does is, if he gets 26 shots up, a good portion of those are going to get him to the free throw line. Because he's attacking the mid-range and he's attacking the rim. He's not just going to stand out there and shoot 15 threes. It's not going to happen. He may get you six or at the most six threes, but, you know, right around three or four.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a three. Yeah,
right about three or four, depending on how he's feeling and how these things are falling. He'll give you three or four. So the other 22 of those shots are going to be free throw line in. Right? So he's going to put the pressure on the Celtics, and he's going to make them stop him. And what that does is that frees up a lot of people, because we know when Jimmy gets hot, brother, we've never seen anything like it, man. We can't even quantify it. We can't even explain why it's happening. So I look for him to get up at least 26 shots. Watch.
Well, we're going to talk about Jimmy Butler, and I've mentioned him with the Hall of Fame, just did, in fact. How much would losing this series impact that? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine. all happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a beautiful thing, so bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, we were just talking about Jimmy Butler, Ephraim. You expect him to have a huge game six or at least go down swinging. Let me ask you this, because I've thrown out that, look, he's building a Hall of Fame resume. Certainly if they win the championship, he's in. If they get to a second finals in 4 years, and obviously playoff Jimmy is becoming a legend, he may already be in anyway. He's got the credentials of that surpass several Hall of Famers, right? Six-time all NBA, 5-time all defense, 6-time all star, could be 2 trips to the finals. Let me turn it the other way, though. What if he does make history in the wrong way and they lose and he becomes the leader of the only team in the history of basketball, at least at this level, to lose a 3-0 lead? How does that impact his legacy, Hall of Fame chances, and just otherwise? Does that change how we think about Jimmy Butler?
Not in this case, because what you've been preaching this entire time is the Celtics have more talent. The Celtics have more talent.
Right.
When LeBron James was taking those Cleveland Cavaliers early on to the finals, they couldn't compete.
With the Spurs, right.
They couldn't compete. The Spurs have more talent. Right? Now, he subsequently went on to win after that, after he went and got more talent or joined more
right.
talent.
Right.
But the fact that he was taking Dellavedova and Chalmers and Booby to the finals was miraculous. Jimmy Butler is in the same type of situation. He's taken literally some dudes to NBA finals.
Go ahead and
finals.
Say it. Go ahead and say it.
Right?
Don't worry about Draymond. Go ahead and say it.
I'm not worried about Draymond. He's taken some guys.
Some undrafted players.
And they're competing on the highest stage against the best teams with success. Will he cross the finish line with a bunch of guys? It's hard to do. We know that it's hard to do. Jordan couldn't do it. LeBron couldn't do it. Kobe couldn't do it. So you gotta, if he wins the championship with this team, brother, he's in rarefied air.
It would be amazing, and I think it would
say
a lot.
He's up there with Dirk Nowitzki.
You said he's in front of Dirk? What'd you say?
What I'm saying is like Dirk Nowitzki.
It's a Dirk-like thing?
Yes.
Well, I would argue
this. It was him and
an
old Jason Kidd.
Right. I think Dirk even had more talent. Now,
yes.
And granted, Dirk beat a better team. Right, because Dirk had Tyson Chandler, who wasn't a superstar, but he was a really good center.
But you can't,
as you said, Jay Kidd was old but still smart, skilled.
They weren't.
And Jay Terry, don't forget about Jason Terry.
Jason Terry was nice.
And Sean Mary, like they had a squad, but they this is the only thing,
right? Yeah,
this is the only thing. Because I love Dirk. I think Dirk's a bit overrated. I'm not saying he's not a superstar. Obviously, Hall of Fame, top 75. He's all that.
The amount of points.
He's all that. But I think there are people that have him as a top 20 player ever. There are people that have him as the best power forward ever. That's too far.
Yeah, way too far.
Right. That's all I'm saying. And that champion, I think one reason a lot of people do it is that championship. Because he beat LeBron, Wade, and Bosh, and he did. But if we keep it real, LeBron had a lot to do with beating the Heat because he wasn't LeBron. After they were up 2-1, he disappeared. And that is a big part of that series. Not taking it away, a ring is valuable. It's great. I'm glad Dirk got it because he was an all-time great player. But I think that had something to do with that series. But, look, to get to the original point about Butler, I agree with you. I don't think this will impact. Now, obviously, if he loses this series, it won't. People won't be talking about him like they will if he wins the series. But to your point, and this is where the nuance comes in, because too many people, you know, they take the title talk or the ring talk or the team accomplishment talk a little too far. And you have to look at it in a nuanced way. As you said, Ephraim, look at who he's playing with and look at who he's playing against and who has he's already beaten. And look at all the other teams. I mentioned it. They all have two stars. I'm calling Jamal Murray a star because if they win the championship next year, he's one of those. Oh, he's in the All-Star game.
He is a star, right?
Yep. We got a lot of guards out here, but he's one of them that's in. And so I agree with you that people have to look a little deeper into it and don't just say, oh, he didn't get them to the finals. He let us down. He playoff Jimmy Felbar. I gotta be honest, Ephraim. If he averages 12 points a game in the next two games and they lose this series, sure, it'll be a letdown. Sure, he will get criticized rightly to some degree. But I will still be like, man, what a run.
Because it's been unprecedented. He's just wading through the Giants.
Yes.
He's putting it all out there. He's stepping up to the challenge. And that's what you want from your players. That's what you want from great players. Yeah. I want you to step up to the challenge, and we're seeing him do that. Can he continue to carry this team? You got one more game to find out. Like I said, if it's not game six, they're going to play like it's game seven. And if they can't do it then now you got to rethink everything. So, to me, this is Miami's game seven tomorrow.
All right, Ephraim, we're going to go to the NFL. There, if you think Vegas is paradise, guess what? There's trouble in paradise. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're going to bring in Rob G. Rob G is our resident Raiders, disillusioned Raiders fan. Every year, this is the year. We got Devontae. This is the year. We got Josh McDaniels. This is the year.
Now, that is a bold-faced lie. I have never said anything good about Josh McDaniels.
What do we do that for?
Killing me.
All right, so give us the full context of what is going on with your squad.
Okay, so as you know, they traded star tight end Darren Waller after they gave him a massive contract extension. Things didn't really work out for him, so they traded him to the Giants. Well, Waller was asked about playing in New York with the head coach Brian Daboll, and he raised some eyebrows when he said, quote, "They value our opinions here. As a player, I feel like a lot of places I've gone, you're told to do things a certain way, and you just do those things." Seemed like a clear shot at Josh McDaniels and the Raiders.
Yep. Well, look, that's the Patriot way. That's who Josh McDaniels not only learned under Bill Belichick, but had great success under. And you ain't Bill Belichick. We've seen this time and time again. How many of Belichick's disciples have gone and gotten their own squad? Matt Patricia comes to mind. Joe Judge comes to mind. And it's my way or the highway. And it's this is the way we do things. And when you don't have the two things, one, the pedigree of a Bill Belichick. But Belichick didn't always have that pedigree. So what did he have? He just happened to have a quarterback with superstar potential that none of us saw, who was willing to listen and who had the personality to be coached, be yelled at, be embarrassed in front of his teammates, whatever, and took it and continued to take it even as he began winning and became that superstar. I've always said, Ephraim, that the Patriots under Belichick were the Spurs under Popovich.
Yep.
And guess what? Tim Duncan was Tom Brady. Tim Duncan was willing to let Pop be Pop. Popovich has said it himself. I'm fortunate he let me coach him. Would let you yell at him in front of the other guys. let you coach him. And that is those are huge factors in the Patriot way and why it was successful. And when you don't have that, it's going to be tough to travel with that type of coaching style. Is that where you at on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. You can't. We've seen it not work. It didn't work in Houston. I don't know if it didn't work in Detroit. It works one place for a reason. That's not a branch. That's not a tree that you're going to branch off and take over the league with. Because guys are like, wait, hold on, man. What you talking about? No, I'm not. What? Hold on. You don't have the same level of decision making, and you don't have a Tom Brady.
Right.
So it's very hard for something like that to work.
Ephraim, what is the, as an NFL player, because you're talking about grown men, right? In many cases, many cases make more money than the coach.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Right? How, what are players willing to take? I mean, obviously some players don't mind being yelled at. Like, it's different in high school and college, right? But what is it like in the NFL? Can coaches, you know, go off on players like they did in college? How does a guy earn the
NFL?
How do you know, get to the point where players will allow him to do that? Like, what is it like?
NFL is a little different because it's an aggressive sport. So the behavior is aggressive across the board. You watch Pop Warner coaches go ham.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's a different energy in the room, because if you miss a screen in basketball, you miss a screen, somebody could still get around and make a shot and all that. Like, you miss a block in football, something terrible can happen.
right
you true. Overthrow a receiver,
like,
in
terrible.
Football
right.
Something horrific can happen, and so it's heightened. Everything is heightened, right? A mistake is heightened. I'm a left tackle. I missed a block. We can lose the left tackle for the whole year.
Right.
So everything is high. So coaches, it's intense. It really is. One-on-one pass rushing against O and D line. Good Lord. That's harder than the game.
Well, are you talking about just the battle of the offensive tackle?
No, the battle and
the
response.
The
response to the battle if you don't win the battle.
Right. Okay.
Right? It's all hard. Then you go into the meeting room and got to relive it again. So, look, basketball players are fragile. Okay? Fragile egos. They've been told they're the best at every level. AAU. Right. Nobody had to play defense, scored a bucket. The culture has shifted, right? Adam Silver talked about the difference between the 90s basketball and what it is now. It's a different mentality. Now, you hitting an open three. Before, it was a club, clothesline, undercut. Check
right.
to the chest.
You got to go through four people to get to your layup.
And so the mentality was different. Now, guys are making so much money so fast. These kids are coming out of college with deals already, with shoe deals. They're making $50-60 million outside of their NBA contract.
Are there certain coaches, and I don't mean names, but I don't know, like types of coaches –
Yes.
that can
yes.
yell and yep. go off on you, and others that can't. Like Urban
yes.
Meyer tried that, right?
Yep. Oh,
I'm the head ball coach.
He
I can do
terrible.
What I, right? And it
he
didn't work.
Yeah, because his decision making was poor. You can yell if it works. If it doesn't work, you lose the locker room. When you lose the locker room, it's over. Urban Meyer lost the locker room before they even got to training camp.
Right.
When he signed Tim Tebow to be a tight end, they were out. They were out. We good. Because you know you're expecting the person, the leader, to lead in a direction that's going to help you win and not do something crazy. Like, that had nothing to do with football or winning
right.
games.
Not
nothing.
Play favorites.
That was a personal thing. And guys can see that. You mean to tell me you're going to bring this dude who's been out the league for 8 years, bring him in and give him an opportunity to take a job from someone at a position he's never played? Yeah, that's how you lose a locker room.
And the fact that – and I'm sure – people told him that.
Of course.
But
I'm going to do it my way.
Right.
I'm
right.
the ball coach.
Right.
Then you say, Travis Etienne, he's going to be our everything. We're going to put him in. He's going to be running right. He's a scat back. What? Brother, line him up and hand him the ball.
Right.
He's going to be running routes with the receiver. No. Once again, nah, that ain't right, brother.
All right. Well, you know what hasn't been right in a long time in boxing is we ain't been able to get super fights. Now we've got Crawford Spence lined up, and there might be another big super fight coming up. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Ephraim, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, E from Salam, and for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And we got the play of the day from Progressive coming up.
One strike to count. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball to deep left. Siri thinks he got it. Taylor to the wall. Gone! And that might be just enough for the Rays tonight.
All right, Progressive's making things easier for all of us. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so we can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob G., we got some exciting potential developments in boxing.
That's right. The hits just keep on coming. It started off with Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia. We had Lomachenko and Haney, which was a good, if a controversial fight.
Yeah.
We just got the announcement of Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence Jr. And now the heavyweights are getting in the mix because according to ESPN, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua are discussing a title fight for this September in the UK.
This is interesting. Part of me, Ephraim, would rather see Wilder and Joshua, which, to Rob G's point, we're hearing about that fight for the longest, and we obviously never got it. Now, Joshua didn't help himself by losing several fights.
And neither did Wilder.
Right. Well, yeah, which Fury, he lost to Fury, though. I mean,
but he still lost.
Yeah, but, you know, I he still has lost his last two to Fury, but I'd like to see him fight Joshua. Although, Joshua and Fury, I don't know, could it be interesting? Joshua, I've lost a lot of confidence in him. But I don't know if his style might make him, you know, a better matchup with Fury. Where are you at on this?
Fury's a good boxer, man.
Oh, Fury's.
He's talented. Great. To be that big, he boxes. Right,
yes.
He has power,
yes.
And he boxes, and that makes him.
And
like Deontay Wilder was powerful,
right?
He'll muddle around, make it ugly, and then hit you with that right, and it was night. The same, he did it to Fury, and Fury woke up like the Undertaker,
right?
Like no one expected him to get up after that, but once you could take his punch, then you know, oh, okay, well now I can outbox this guy,
right? Because I don't think Wilder is much of a boxer.
No, he's
skilled at all. Yeah.
Bro, if you're that big and you can land, you have hand quickness like he does, and you can land that punch, that right, bro, what are we boxing for?
Now, Joshua is certainly a better boxer.
Yes, he is.
Than Wilder. But if Wilder catches him, it's lights out. Because Andy Ruiz knocked him out.
And we can see.
And
we
Ruiz
know
ain't
that
Joshua, bad.
Right, and we know Joshua could get caught.
Right.
So
right.
Why would that be a more exciting fight than Fury?
I think it's a lot of the buildup. I agree that I don't know if it's a more exciting fight. I mean, do you want to see Fury Wilder 4?
No.
That's one that I don't really either. But if Wilder, and again, they're not going to fight, at least it looks like it's Fury Joshua. And if Wilder and Joshua fight and Wilder knocks him out, that's going to be what that's the only thing left, right? But yeah. I don't think Wilder, I mean, I don't know that he couldn't beat Fury if Fury's at his best.
No, I don't think anybody in the heavyweight division could.
But people have fought him closer than Wilder.
Yes,
because
Wilder's looking for one shot.
Right.
He takes a lot of punishment looking for that one shot. And therein lies the problem. I could take it, whop, boom, got him. But what happens is those shots start to, you know, you get into the sixth round, seventh round, taking those shots start to wear on those legs.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're depleted and you don't have the head movement anymore. And now you don't have the stamina anymore.
He don't have the great head movement anyway.
Right? Attack that body and he come across that chin, you got a serious problem, which we've saw repeatedly. So I don't want to see Fury and Wilder 4. I don't think anybody does. We need more energy, more youth, more aggression in the heavyweight division.
Yeah, there needs, because you're right. Nobody really wants to see that, but it could get to a point unless there's some new blood that rises up.
Well, the new blood is out playing football or basketball, right? You 6'5", 250, you about to go box?
Nah,
are you about to come off the end or be a three?
Well, and you know what's interesting? We talk about Joshua. He looks, I mean, I don't know if there's been a boxer that looked better, right?
Oh, my God. Body, he looks amazing.
Right, but what boxing trainers will tell you, I mean, again, Ruiz, who I don't know if there's a boxer that looks worse, right, than Ruiz. But he knocked him out, and all that muscle, I'm not saying it's, you can't be muscular, but there are trainers that will tell you that, you know, you don't have the fluidity.
No, you don't.
That you want, right, as a boxer.
No, because what happens when you're muscular and you get dehydrated? Your muscles seize. They tighten up. You don't have the motion or the fluidity, like you said, as the rounds go longer. You only get a minute to get yourself together.
Right.
So, yeah, all of the it's tight. Your skin gets tighter. Your muscles restrict more. It takes more energy to get them up, to hold your hands up. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, you can be built like Adonis and have a chin like Madonna.
No, so, I mean, you're because Fury isn't muscular.
Bruh, he built like a bag of groceries.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, I mean, it really is interesting. But look, I look forward to Fury Joshua.
Yeah.
And I hope we get it. Ephraim,
great time,
outstanding
brother.
Work, man.
Thank you,
man.
Brother. I appreciate you, man.
Real
I really
talk.
Enjoyed doing
enjoyed
this
it. Yes, we'll do it again for sure.
Absolutely.
It is the iCouple signing off. We out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.